15.
第五章的第七节到第十四节。那么前面我们看到了哈，讲到了说，现在这个时代是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
Last week we saw that today we live in an evil and adulterous generation.
尤其是什么，在淫乱这一方面。
Especially when it comes to adultery.
那对于年轻人来说呢，就特别重要。
Especially for young people, it's a very serious issue.
因为你们现在面临的就是建立家庭。
Because right now you're faced with the question of starting a family.
所以你们如何的来建立你的婚姻非常重要。
So it's very important how you build your marriage.
你如何去选择你的男朋友或者你的女朋友非常重要。
How you choose your future partner is very important.
前面讲到了一件事情。
We saw before.
你要远离那些油嘴滑舌的人。
That we need to stay away from people whose words are smooth and who drip honey from their mouths.
因为这些人呢，他们是讲的都是谎言。
Because these people speak in lies.
是虚假的，不真实的。
They're very hypocrite, fake, deceitful.
好了，那么，如果前面我们讲了，如果你找错了，建立错了你这个婚姻的话呢，你一生就会很痛苦。
If you get married to the wrong person, your entire life will be very painful.
好，那我们今天就继续往下看。
So today we'll keep going from there.
我们从第五章的第七节一直到第十四节。
Verse 7。
好了，现在他这个爸爸呢，又对他的儿子又讲话了。
The father is once again speaking to his son.
他说你要听从我。
He says, "Listen to me."
他不是单单的这边听进去，这边出来，而是你要听，并且要顺从。
He needs to listen and obey his father's words, and not just let them go in through one ear and out the other.
他说不可离弃我口中的话。
And do not depart from the words of my mouth.
然后说你所行的道要离他远。
Keep your way far from her.
这个他指的是谁？
So who is this her that he refers to?
就是那上次讲的那个油嘴滑舌的女人。
The adulterous woman that we saw last week.
所以要离她远一点。
You need to stay away from her.
他爸爸呢要教训呢要离她远一点。
Father teaches his son to stay away from this woman.
然后说不可就近她的房门。
And do not go near the door of her house.
远离她到一个什么程度呢？就是你都不要经过她的房门口。
He needs to stay so far away from her that he won't even go near her house.
这里让我们看到了这个爸爸给这个年轻人一个很重要的一个教训。
This is very important teaching that the father is giving to young people.
当你喜欢一个男孩子或者喜欢一个女孩子的时候，
When you like some boy or girl,
你每天就想总是想看见他，对不对？
Every day you just want to see them.
你不但想看到他，你还想靠近他。
And be near them.
如果能讲讲话就更好了。
Even better if you can talk.
能够有一点时间在一起 hanging around, 就是走来走去更好了，是吧？
And spend time hanging out.
这是好的。
It's a good thing.
但是如果这个男孩子或者是个女孩子是个油嘴滑舌的、虚假的，那你要离他越远越好。
But if this boy or girl in question is an adulterous person who's mouth drips with honey, then it's better to keep away as far as possible.
但是我们人呢，通常是有这样一个坏毛病的。
But we often have this very bad habit.
我们觉得没关系。
We think there's no problem.
我没关系，我很自信的。
I believe in myself.
我不会犯那个错误的。
I'm not gonna make this mistake.
非常有自信。
Trust in themselves.
如果一个人非常自信的话，
If somebody trusts in himself,
那是说明这个人对自己不认识。
It means that he doesn't really know or understand himself truly.
因为这种情欲的罪呢，通常是我们罪性当中所带来的。情欲的罪是我们这个罪性当中与生俱来的。
Because sins that have to do with lust come from our sinful nature?
是，这个不是我们自己能控制的。
It's not something that we ourselves can control.
所以我们最好的办法就是离开。
So the best way to deal with it is just to stay away.
离得越远越好。
As far as possible.
不要靠近。
And not go near it.
给你们举一个例子，圣经里边的例子你们就知道了。
Here's an example from the Bible.
我们就知道雅各有十二个儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons.
他有一个儿子叫约瑟。
One of whom was named Joseph.
约瑟长得很漂亮。
He was a good-looking guy.
好像大卫一样。
Like David.
很漂亮。那么他这个雅各就很爱他。
So his father Jacob really loved him.
然后呢，他其他的哥哥呢就嫉妒他。
And all of his brothers were jealous of him.
就把他卖到埃及。
And sold him off to Egypt.
卖到埃及就做奴隶呀。
To be a slave.
嗯哼，然后卖到了一个人的家里边。
He was sold into the house of.
他在那家里边做一个管家。
He was sold to somebody's house and he was a the steward of someone's house.
然后这个男的呢，每天就上班去。
The person who owned the house would go to work every day.
约瑟就在家里管理家。
And Joseph would stay and manage things in the household.
然后呢，这个主人的太太就看好了约瑟很漂亮。
So the master of the house, his wife, was interested in Joseph because he was good looking.
所以呢，他这个太太呢就开始嘴巴首先开始滴蜜了。
So first she started to drip honey from her mouth.
然后就讲很多油嘴滑舌的话。
And would say very nice but like bad things to him.
嗯，但是呢，就想怎么样，想引诱他行淫乱。
She wanted to tempt him to commit adultery with her.
啊。但是我们看到有一天呢，这个约瑟呢就总躲着他。
But Joseph was always like running away from her.
有一天呢，没办法了，他要找这个女主人讲话。
One day he had to see to the he had to talk to this mistress of
the house. 那个房间里就剩他那两个人。
It was only the two of them in the room.
所以这个女主人就说：“哎，我丈夫今天不在家。”
And the lady says, "My husband's not at home today."
所以今天是个好机会。
Today is a good opportunity.
来吧。
Let's go.
然后那个约瑟说不行不行。
And Joseph says, no, no, I won't do this.
那个女主人呢就抓他的衣服。
And then the woman took his garment.
约瑟怎么样就把这衣服给脱了然后就跑了。
And Joseph just took off his clothes and then ran away.
他没有在那里和这个女主人呢在那里说我、哦、不行不行没有跟他在辩解。
He didn't stick around to argue with him.
而是直接就跑掉了。
But he just ran away.
把衣服脱下来我赶紧跑。
Even without his clothes, he got out of there as fast as possible.
这就是他爸爸告诉这儿子所说的也不可就近他的房门。
That's what the father here is teaching his son, not to go near the door of her house.
你要马上就跑。
You need to
转身就跑
run away as quickly as possible.
你不要觉得说，哎，没问题的，反正我也不喜欢他，他长得那么难看，我不喜欢他，我不想和他怎么怎么样。
You shouldn't think, oh, I'm fine. I won't get into any trouble. I don't even like her. She's ugly.
这是非常危险的一件事。
It's a very dangerous situation.
所以年轻人
，young people，
不要轻易的讲男朋友或者是女朋友。不要确定。
Don't hastily find a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
因为当我们讲到了男朋友和女朋友的时候呢，实际就是在走向婚姻了已经。
Because when you consider things like that, it means you're actually headed on the way to marriage.
当我们讲到了说要进入婚姻的时候，他有他的权利。进入婚姻的时候，丈夫和妻子他有权利。有一种权利。
When you're entering into marriage, the husband and the wife have authority.
Right.
Have the right.
就可以怎么样呢？可以彼此有些亲密的动作。
Okay. When you enter into marriage, you have certain rights.
比如说，可以彼此的亲密，你比如说拉手也好，或者是拥抱也好，或者是亲吻也好，都是可以的。
You are allowed to be intimate with one another.
但是男朋友女朋友是有界限的。
But when you're just boyfriend and girlfriend, there are boundaries.
你没有进入婚姻之后的权利。
you don't have the same rights as you would after marriage.
所以当我们很讲进入很容易讲说，哎，我们是男朋友女朋友的时候，
when we just easily decide this person's my boyfriend or girlfriend,
我们的行为就会越过朋友的界限。
It means that our behavior will go past just friendship.
甚至可能进入越了这个什么婚姻的界限。
And sometimes even cross into the boundaries of what is meant for marriage.
所以你要转身就面对我们这个私欲啊，肉体私欲的试探的时候呢，你要转身逃跑。
So when faced with physical temptations, we must just run away.
比如说
，For example,
现在你有一个异性朋友
，You have a friend of the opposite sex.
他总是要试图给你找个机会和他单独在一起。
Who's always trying to find chances to be alone with you?
刚开始可能只是说，哎，我们去操场去走一走吧。
First, they might say, "Let's just go to the park together."
然后呢，他就会说，哎，我们可以去看电影。
And then let's go see a movie together.
然后说，哎呀，那个树林子很美呀，我们去那树林里边去 hiking。
Let's go hiking in the forest together.
然后来说，哎呀，今天要不到我的宿舍里边喝杯咖啡吧。
Let's go to my dorm and we'll share a coffee.
你有没有发现，这个环境现在变得越来越封闭，越来越小。
The environment becomes more and more enclosed.
所以我告诉你就越来越危险。
And it becomes more and more dangerous.
我这里边的意思并不是说，哎，他这个人是一个油嘴滑舌的那种人。
I'm not saying, oh, this person is someone whose mouth drips with honey.
就是即便他是一个好的男孩子或者好的女孩子，也不要这样。
Even he or she is a good person, you shouldn't get yourself into the situation.
因为我们每个人都，当你放在这一个空间，一个固定的空间之内的时候，你就把你自己放在一个试探之中了。
Because when we put ourselves in a very small space like that, we are putting ourselves into temptation.
你不单把自己放在试探当中，你也在同时在试探对方。
Not only are you faced with temptation, but you are also tempting the other person.
如果说，哎，咱们喝一杯酒吧，那就更糟糕了。
If you decide to have wine instead of coffee, that makes it even more dangerous.
那么如果这个人是个好人尚且不可以，那么如果这个人是个油嘴滑舌的这样的女人的话，你就更不可以，男人也不可以。
Okay, with good people, with a good person, you shouldn't do this. But with a deceitful person, like an adulterous woman here, you even more should you not do it with them.
所以我们要小心，要非常非常的小心。
So we need to be very, very careful.
但是有很多的男人失败了。
But a lot of men have failed in this respect.
有很多的女人也失败了。
A lot of women as well have failed.
因为他们没有听从这样智慧的劝诫。
Because they don't listen to this sort of wise teaching.
他们觉得自己没问题。
They think they're okay to face this.
他们觉得他们 hold 得住 ，hold 得住怎么说
？Oh, they think they can.
Hold themselves.
Rein themselves in.
但是我告诉你，面对罪的时候，你想 hold 得住你自己，就想控制住你自己，一定是失败的。
But when it comes to sin, we will always fail when we try to hold ourselves back.
因为犯罪是我们的什么本性
？Because it's in our nature to sin.
好，那我们看第九节。那么如果失败了之后，你就要承担相应的后果。
So if youfail with this sin, then you need to suffer the consequences.
Good. When you fail, you give your honor to others.
When you fail, you're giving your honor to others.
说的直白一点，你就丢脸了。
In other words, you
lose your face.
You are shamed.
Shame.对，然后呢，将你的岁月给残忍的人。
And your years to the merciless.
这里边，你的岁月就是你的一生。
Your years means your life.
交给一个残忍的人。
You're giving your life to a merciless person.
他每天就 torture 叫什么？折磨你。
To someone who will torture you every day.
就是你如果失败了，你的后半生就一直在被人家折磨。
So if you do give in to temptation, then the rest of your life you will be tortured by someone else.
所以当我们失败的时候，我们真的找错了人。
So when we
结婚结错了人
married the wrong, when we marry some, the wrong person.
他这里边不是单单的讲说你娶错了一个太太或者嫁错一个人，而是找到那些怎么样，那些妓女或者是那些油嘴滑舌的不真实的这些女人。
Here, it's not only referring to marrying a husband or a wife that is not good, but also refers to adulterous women or prostitutes or anything like that.
那么我们本身怎么样？也陷在罪里边了，我们也犯罪了。
We have sinned.
那么因此怎么样呢？我们就可以失去我们的尊荣。
And as a result, we lose our honor.
失去我们的名誉。
Our reputation, I guess.
我们都看过很多这样的人，对不对？大卫。
We've seen a lot of people like this. For example, King David.
大卫还记不记得？他喜欢上了一个有夫之妇，就是一个 married woman.
Oh yeah, he liked a woman who was married.
他是怎么喜欢上她的呢？
How did this happen?
他有一天睡觉醒了，在楼顶上走路。
One day he woke up in the afternoon and was walking around on his roof.
他在楼上。
He was
可以看到下面都是平房。
And he could see everything that was going on underneath the building.
八十八正好在那里洗澡。
And Bathsheba was bathing herself.
所以你看，他是因为他什么？由于淫乱的情欲在他里边来激动他，哎，他就喜欢那女的了。淫乱的情欲。
So because of his lust, he saw Bathsheba and decided to commit sin with her.
然后他们就犯了淫乱的罪。
And they committed adultery together.
犯了淫乱的罪呢，大卫啊，我们都知道啊，大卫是什么？大卫是以色列人最伟大的君王。
David is the greatest king of Israel.
他打死了哥利亚。
He killed Goliath.
所有的人都害怕了。
Everyone feared him.
其他国家的外国人都害怕他。
All the other countries, like the Gentile countries, feared him.
用现在的话说，特朗普都怕他。
If you were alive today, Trump would be afraid of him.
但是他犯了这个罪之后
，But after he committed the sin,
你知道他的儿子就反对他。
His sons started rebelling against him.
他儿子想当皇帝。
They all wanted to be king.
就把他爸撵走了。
And chased him off.
他爸撵走了之后怎么样呢？
Afterwards,
在逃亡的过程当中，那路上的人就骂他。
And as he was running away, people would mock him on his way.
你看到没有？当大卫在王位上的时候，没有犯这个罪的时候
，Before David committed the sin, he was still on the throne.
是个伟大的君王。
He was a great king.
人人都尊重他。
Who was honored by everyone.
人人都敬畏他。
And respected by everyone.
但是当他犯罪之后
But after he sinned,
就是路上随便一个人都可以骂他
Any person that he would run into would mock him
他失去了他的尊荣
He lost his honor
因为犯了这个淫乱的罪和八十八他失去了他的尊荣
He lost his honor by his adultery with
他把他的尊荣给了别人
He gave his honor to others
我们今天也是一样。
The same thing applies to us today.
如果我们陷在这种情欲的淫乱当中的时候，我们就会失去我们的名誉，失去我们的尊荣。
If we give into lust and commit adultery, then we will also lose our honor and our face, our reputation.
别人不会尊重你的。
We won't be respected by other people.
那么讲到了说，将你的岁月给了残忍的人。
And then it says your years to the merciless.
你同样也要承担这个结果。这个结果是什么呢？
You will need to face the consequence, which is
你浪费掉了你的光阴、时间、生命。
You've wasted your time, your life.
并且这段浪费的时间不是快乐的， 是什么呢？是残忍的。
And the time that you've wasted is not happy. It's time of suffering.
所以大卫一直他整个的后半生，虽然他又重新了当上了国王。
So with David, although he became king, again, although his position as king was reaffirmed, the rest of his life.
他的整个的家族都在承担着他犯这个淫乱罪所带来的后果。
Was still him suffering the consequences of his adultery.
他儿子杀他的儿子。
His sons would like kill their brothers amongst themselves.
他的儿子要强奸他的女儿。
One of his sons raped his daughter.
所以大卫要死的时候，他们儿子们还要抢那个王位，你杀我，我杀你。
And as David was dying, his sons were duking it out over the throne.
所以大卫犯了淫乱罪之后，他就把他的剩下来的岁月交给了残忍的人。
So after David's sin, he gave the rest of his years to the merciless.
所以孩子们，我告诉你，这是非常非常重要的一件事。
So this is a very, very important issue.
当我们讲到大卫的时候，大卫在犯淫乱罪之前，他是个大英雄。
When we talk about David, before he sinned, we see him as a very great hero.
人人都尊重他。
He was respected by everyone.
人人都怕他。
And feared by everyone.
但是当他犯了淫乱的罪之后
，But after he committed adultery,
他就面对一个乱七八糟的家庭。
His family became a mess.
现在我们都过节，过春节是不是
？Chinese New Year.
我们都拜年，对不对
？We
而且还 greeting each other.
Greet one another.
我们最常见的这个 greeting 是什么呢？合家欢乐。
The most common greeting that or
happily families.
Is the most common like New Year's wish that we give other people is that they have a happy family.
Happy family. 但是呢，这是人最喜欢的。
That's what we would most appreciate.
但是淫乱的罪是直接毁灭家庭幸福的方式。
But the sin of adultery is one that directly destroys.
不单单是毁灭。
Not only does it destroy it,
而且会残忍 merciless. 所以这是非常可怕的一件事情。
It's a very fearful thing.
但是如果我告诉你们一件事情是什么呢？请问大卫犯了这个罪之后，他向神真正的祷告悔改的时候，上帝能不能赦免他
？After David committed his adultery, when he truly repented and prayed to God.Can God have mercy on him?
可不可以？可不可以？可以，上帝可以赦免他的罪的。
Yes, God forgave his sin.
但是他因为犯的所犯的罪所带来的后果，他必须承担。
God can forgive his sin, but he still had to face the consequences of his sin.
给你举个例子啊。
Another example.
比如我犯了淫乱的罪了。
For example, I committed adultery.
然后呢 ，Amy 阿姨说，哦。我们离婚吧。
And then my wife says, "Oh, I want a divorce."
啊，离婚了。
And then we get a divorce.
然后我女儿跟我说，哦，我不会有你这样的爸爸的。
And my daughter says, "Oh, I'm not going to live with a dad like you."
所以我就剩我自己了。
So I'm all alone.
没人理我了。
Nobody talks to me.
我太太不理我了。
My wife.
我女儿也不理我了。
My daughter's gone.
但是我回到神的面前，我。认罪悔改，上帝能不能赦免我
？If I come before God, repent of my sins, can He forgive me?
是不是上帝一赦免我，我太太就回来了 ，Amy 阿姨就回来了，完心又回来，给我 big hug。
If God forgives me, does it mean that my wife, my daughter, will come back to me right away and hug me?
如果神赦免我，我真的悔改了 ，Amy 阿姨回来，她原谅我，我女儿回来原谅我，这是上帝的恩典。
If God forgives me, my wife and my daughter forgive me, and they decide to come back to me. That is God's mercy.
但是如果我 Amy 阿姨不回来
，But if my wife doesn't come back,
Grace 也不回来。
My daughter doesn't come back either.
那我必须接受这个现实。
I need to accept this consequence.
因为这是我犯罪的后果。
It's the result of my own sin.
所以我从此以后，我的岁月就交给了残忍的人。
So that's what it means. I have given my years, the rest of my years, to the merciless.
所以最好的是什么呢？就不要去犯这个罪。
The best thing is to not have committed the sin in the first place.
在之前的时候，你要擦亮你的眼睛，要认出那些嘴上滴蜜、嘴巴上抹油的人。
再说一遍。
最好是在这些事情发生之前。
Okay, 明白。Before any of this happens, it's best to
open
our eyes, see people clearly, and stay away from people whose mouths drip with honey.
这是最重要的一件事。
That's the most important thing here.
否则这个后果你就必须承担。
Otherwise, we will need to suffer the consequences.
今天有一种人是什么呢？不信主的人。
Today, there's a type of non-believer.
他们的解决问题的方法是什么呢？
They fix their problems.
啊，只要我喜欢你。我就要和你在一起。今天的年轻人通常解决这样的问题的方法。
Okay, nowadays, young people especially go about things this way.
我看你喜欢，哎呀，我就跟你在一起，结婚。
I like this person, and we get married.
结了婚之后发现不对。
After we get married, we realize it's not working out.
我就离婚。
Let's get divorced.
我就把这个岁月给别人，我离开这个岁月。I leave these merciless years to the others.
So I give these merciless years to someone else who wants to deal with them.
我就自由了。
I'm free. I've escaped.
尊荣 ，Who cares?
Who cares about my honor?
因为现在大家都这样。
Everybody is doing this.
但是孩子们，你不要忘了一件事情。
But you need to remember,
这不是解决问题的方法。
This doesn't solve your problems.
因为在上帝的眼里，婚姻是极其圣洁的。
Because in God's eyes, marriage is a very sacred thing.
圣洁的。
Holy.
不是你想进就进，想出就出的。
It's not something that you can just enter into when you want and get out of when you want.
明白。圣经当中有圣经当中的原则，怎么样进入婚姻，怎么样交男朋友女朋友。
The Bible gives us clear principles for marriage.
同样也有它的原则，是什么时候情况下你可以离开婚姻。
And gives us principles as well for the specific circumstances in which we're allowed to get out of the marriage.
但是绝对不是你喜欢就进去，不喜欢就出来的。
But it's definitely not just I want to get married or I want to get divorced.
婚姻是给人带来尊荣的。
Marriage is something that brings people honor.
婚姻是使我们的岁月变得美好的。Our years.
Marriage is meant to make our years good.
这是上帝在婚姻当中的旨意。
That's God's will for marriage.
他祝福给我们。
He wants to bless us through marriage.
而不是让我们在当中痛苦。
And not to make us suffer.
所以之前要睁大你的眼睛。
So before we need to open our eyes.
好，下边我们就讲到了说，如果我们真的陷到了这个淫乱的网络当中的时候。
So next we'll see that if we've fallen into the trap of adultery.
还会带来另外一个结果。
There's another consequence that will follow in verse 10.
好了，如果你真犯了这样的错的话。
If you've committed such a sin,
你的婚姻建立在这个基础之上的话，
and your marriage is built upon this,
你会发现这个家庭是不稳定的。
You'll find that your family is very unstable.
会有一个结果是什么呢？恐怕外人满得你的力量。
Less strangers take their fill of your strength.
婚姻本来是丈夫和妻子，对不对？
A marriage is supposed to be the husband and the wife.
哇，现在出现了个外人。
But now there's some strangers.
第三者
maybe a third person,
就是这个油嘴滑舌的这个男人或这个女人，他找到了另一个
the adulterous man or woman,
这个人得了你的力量。
This person has taken their fill of your strength,
也就是说他占了你的位置。
Which means they've taken your place.
这是你自己犯的错。
It's a mistake that you've made.
所以夫妻双方当出现这些问题的时候，
So when couples have this sort of issue problem.
比如说一个丈夫一个妻子。
For example, there's a husband and a wife.
现在又出现了另外一个男人。
And another man appears.
也就是说这个妻子犯了这个淫乱的罪。
So the wife committed adultery with this other man.
通常这个丈夫会指责这个妻子。
Normally, the husband will accuse the wife.
因为是这个太太，她有了第三者，对不对？
Because she's the one who had the affair.
但是这里边告诉我们一件事情是什么呢？
But here it tells us.
是你在这丈夫在和这个女人结婚之前，你没有睁大眼睛。
That it's because before the husband and the wife got married, the husband did not clearly see the wife.
是，所以在婚姻当中怎么样？本来是丈夫应该有的位置，怎么样？最后被那个第三者占上了。
So later on in the marriage, the husband's place is taken by a third party.
一模一样的。如果一个丈夫他有第三者的话，也是妻子的问题。
If on the other hand, the husband has an affair with some other woman, it's also the wife's problem.
就是你在结婚之前，你要睁大眼睛，认清楚他到底是怎样一个男人。
Which means that before you get married, you need to really open your eyes and see clearly what kind of a person this is.
否则有一天有另外一个人占了你的位置的时候呢，这是一个结果，这只是个结果。
Otherwise, one day,when someone else is taking your place in the marriage, it's a natural consequence.
很自然的，这是个必然的结果。
It just happens naturally.
那么后边就很自然的又发生事情，你劳碌得来的归外人的家。
So, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner.
然后你辛辛苦苦建立起来这个家怎么样？
So you've spent a lot of, you put a lot of effort into building your family.
是给人家两个人建立的。
For the other two people.
所以这叫归叫什么？外人。
So to a stranger, a foreigner.
你很辛苦为这个家庭早出晚归。
You've been working very hard to build your home.
所以最后你回家的时候发现你的位置已经给别人了。
And then you come home one day and realize someone else has taken your place.
那个房子本来是应该是你和你太太的。
The house was supposed to be yours and your wife.
现在就不是了。
Now it is no longer.
现在是 foreigner.
Now it belongs to your wife and foreigner.
是不是？你在这个房屋底下所享受的一切的权利和幸福。
The authority and the happiness that you enjoyed under this roof.
归给了别人。
Now belongs to someone else.
这是一个结果。
It's unsurprisingly the consequence of something.
好，我们再接下来看。那么又带来一个更加可怕的一个结果。
And there's a more frightening result that.
中酒与食肉和身体相毁，你就悲叹，说我怎么恨无睡毁，心中藐视责备。
好了，那么这里说到了最后了。
So in the end.
也就是说，他的日子怎么样呢？前面我们看到了，说他的日子在残忍的人下面来生活。
So in verse 9 we saw that he's been living the rest of his years in the hands of the merciless.
一生要死了。
He's finally going to die.
终究的意思在这里说是什么？生命结束的时候。
So at the end of his life.
当生命结束的时候，他就开始怎么样？后悔。
At the end of his life he starts to regret.
就开始悲叹。
And groan.
说我当初为什么没听劝呢？没听我爸爸劝我，我没听呢。
And he's going to think, oh, why did I not listen to my father's teachings, his discipline?
我爸爸妈妈那样的来告诉我说，这个人不是好人。
My parents warned me, oh, this is a bad person.
我为什么没有听我爸爸妈妈的讲的话呢？
Why didn't I listen to them?
我为什么藐视，在心里藐视我父母的训诲呢？
Why did I despise their reproof in yeah?
有用没有用？这样的后悔有没有用？
Is this regret useful at all? Does it do anything?
他现在要做什么事情了？
What's going to happen?
要死了。
He's going to die.
后悔有用吗？
Is there any point in regretting?
没用，所以就是要有另外一个结果。这样的结果是什么呢？是终身的一个懊悔。什么样的后悔是最可怕的？你知道吗？
So what's the most was the scariest type of regret.
就是你什么都不能做。
It's when you can't do anything about it.
比如说今天我伤害了 Ian。
If I hurt a baby, a toddler today.
我还有时间去弥补。
I still have time to make it up to him.
嗯。或者等他长大之后，我再弥补他。
Or maybe later on when he grows up, I'll make it up to him.
我还有时间。
I have time.
但是最怕的就是什么呢？我马上要死了。哎呀，我这一辈子得罪了很多的这样的人。我没办法再弥补。
If I'm about to die and I harmed a lot of people in my life, I don't have the chance to make it up to them.
因为他有很多的遗憾在里边。
So I will have a lot of regret.
那么这样的人呢，就是因为婚姻呢，对于我们来说是一辈子的事情。
Because marriage is a lifelong thing.
所以只有到死的时候，在后悔的时候呢，说明这一整个的婚姻已经过去了。
So if you're regretting your marriage at the end of your life, it means that your entire marriage is already passed.
也就是说在整个他的一生当中都背负着自己犯罪的后果。
Which means that for the rest of his life, he has been suffering the consequences of his sins.
他年轻的时候没有顺服父母的教训。
When he was young, he didn't listen to his parents.Rebuke and teachings.
当他要死的时候，他就在后悔说：“我怎么恨恶训诲，心中藐视责备呢？”
And as he's about to die, he regrets this, saying, "Oh, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof."
诗篇当中有一个作者，诗篇七十三篇当中一个作者。
Psalms 73.
他说我怎么像一个牲畜一样？
牲畜是什么虫子
吗？ Animals.
Psalm 73. He says, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast.
Like a beast. 像个野兽一样。
Like a wild animal.
什么叫，为什么他讲到的他是个，他比喻说，哎，我怎么好像是一个动物一样呢？
He compares himself to an animal.
为什么？他就没有灵性。人是有灵性的。灵有个灵在我们里边的。
It's like he doesn't have a spirit.
我们是可以学习智慧的。
For humans who do have a spirit, we can learn and study wisdom.
我们是可以明白、可以理解这样的训诲和责备的。
We can understand discipline and rebuke and reproof.
但是当我们年轻的时候，我们通常我们会怎么样？藐视这样的训诲和责备，喜欢背逆父母。
But when we're young, oftentimes we like to despise, rebuke, and rebel against our parents.
但是当他老的时候，他就会后悔，我怎么像一个动物一样，好像不能够明白他们讲的话。
But when we're old, we regret it, and we see that we were like animals who did not understand their teachings.
所以孩子们不要忘记了，你们是有灵性的。
So don't forget you have a spirit.
你有没有看到一个人给他的狗开会 ？Meeting.
Have you ever seen someone have a meeting with their dog?
给他们讲有关道德 moral.
And
morality.
Talk to their dog about morality.
有没有？小弟，你有没有你家给土豆没事上道德课的？没有，为什么？他听不懂。
Because they can't understand.
为什么听不懂？因为他没有灵性。
Because they don't have a spirit.
对不对？所以这个我们要非常非常的清楚一件事情，我们是有灵性的 ，OK？
So we need to understand that we do have a spirit.
我们是可以明白这样的训诲的，或这样责备的。
And we are able to understand discipline and reproof.
但是如果我们有这样训诲，有这样责备，我们还去故意的去顶撞的时候。
But if we purposely go against this reproof and this discipline,
你就记住诗篇第七十三篇的作者说他自己就像一个动物一样。
Then remember the person. Remember in Psalm 73 when the person says that they acted like a beast.
所以要小心哈。
So be careful.
所以有这样的责备，有这样的训诲，是与我们有益处的。
It is good for us to have discipline and rebuke in our lives, to be disciplined and reproved.
好了，他又后悔，后悔什么呢？我们看第十三节和第十四节。
Verse 13. I do not listen to the voice of my teachers or incline my ear to my instructors.
他说，我也没听从我师父的话。
So he didn't listen to the voice of his teachers.
也没有 也不侧耳听那教训我的人。
Or decline his ear to his instructors.
不但不听师父的话。
Not only does he not listen to his teachers.
而且他也不尊重讲话的人。
He doesn't respect the person who is speaking.
好了，他说我在盛会里几乎落在猪般的恶中。
I am at the brink of utter ruin.
他讲这话的意思是什么呢？有没有人教训他？
What this means is, was there somebody to teach him?
有人教训他，除了父母之外，还有在盛会当中。
Besides his parents, there was also the assembled congregation.
这里边盛会的意思就是今天的教会啊。
So in today's terms, the church.
教会里也有好多人在教你。
In the church, there are a lot of people who teach you.
但是怎么样呢？他不听。
But he chooses not to listen.
也不尊重那样的人，讲话的人。
And doesn't, honor the people who are teaching him.
即便是在这个盛会当中，周围的人都是信上帝的人。
Even in the assembled congregation of people who believe God.
因为他不听怎么样，他就堕落了。
Because he didn't listen, he is ruined.
就好像我们今天的年轻人一样。
It's like young people today.
你们今天就是在盛会当中的。
You are in the assembled congregation.
你们就是在教会里边的。
In the church.
所以我常常跟你们的叔叔阿姨，不是你们的爸爸妈妈，不是叫。反正你们的长辈比你们年纪大的说。
So I often say to people who are older than you.
当我们在教会里边的时候呢，我们看这些孩子呢，你要把他当成你自己的孩子。
When we're in the church, we need to treat all children as our own.
他若哪里做的不恰当。
If there's something they do that's not appropriate.
他父母没看到。
And their parents have not seen it.
你要去告诉他。
You need to tell him or her.
你去停止他。
And stop them.
不要让他继续的。做坏事情。
And not let them continue doing this bad thing.
同样我也告诉你们年轻人。
In the same way, young people.
你们要尊重教会当中年长的。
You need to honor
就像
the people in the church who are older than you.
就像尊重你自己的父母一样。
As you would honor your own parents.
你说我在家从不尊重我父母。
You might say, I don't even honor my parents.
那我请你在教会当中你要尊重这些年长的。
Well then, when you're in church, honor the people who are...
因为你是在圣会里
because you are in the assembled congregation
因为你是在这些圣徒当中
you are among the saints
这些叔叔阿姨们他们是懂得真理的
these 叔叔 and 阿姨 they
他们有智慧来教导你有真理的
they have wisdom to teach you
他是要阻止你落在猪般的恶中的
they want to prevent you from ruinSave you from ruin.
你要清楚。
And you need to understand this.
你在家可能不尊重你父母。
When you're at home, maybe you don't honor your parents.
但是我请求你在这里，你必须要尊重教会里的叔叔阿姨。
But when you're here, you must honor the 叔叔阿姨。
嗯哼，当然前面我们也讲了，你在家里也必须尊重你父母。
But of course, when you're at home, you still need to honor your parents.
所以这个人你看到没有？他是在教会里长大的。
So this person here has grown up in the
但是到死的时候怎么样呢
But when he, die, he is dying
他回头看到自己的婚姻的时候呢
And he looks back on his marriage
后悔
He regrets it all
看我们千万不要做这样的人
I hope that we won't turn out like this
婚姻非常重要
Marriage is very important
婚姻非常重要
Very very important
当神造了亚当之后给他做的第一件事情是什么
After God created Adam, the first thing that he did after was
给他做造一个、
was to create a partner for him.
给他造一个配偶，也就是说，神当造了人之后，就给他建立婚姻。
Which means that right after God, created man, he instituted marriage.
你看到婚姻对一个人是多么的重要。
So we see how important it is to a person.
以前我们讲过，为什么婚姻如此重要？
So before we looked at this, why is marriage so important?
为什么神极其恨恶淫乱的罪?
Why does God hate especially sins of adultery?
因为圣洁的婚姻可以产生敬虔的后代。
Because a holy marriage can produce holy offspring.
如果婚姻当中被淫乱所充满的话。
If a marriage is 充满。
充满。
Filled with
Adultery, 那你就知道，这生出来的孩子本身就已经被污染的，被玷污的。
Then your children are born defiled.
你就知道人类整个的人是如何能够继续下去呢？ 那我们这个人类怎么能够继续繁衍生息下去呢？存在下去呢？
How can we survive as a human race? As humans.
所以我们今天看到艾滋病就是淫乱罪的结果。
AIDS, for example, is a consequence of adultery.
当然今天淫乱这个罪呢，又它的概念呢又扩展了。
Today, the...The term adultery includes more and more different types of sins.
但实际上圣经里面已经有了，对吧？
But these things also existed in the Bible.
比如说同性恋。
Homosexuality.
圣经里面也有。
It's found in the Bible.
索多玛、俄摩拉。
Sodom.
已经有了。所以神看到索多玛和俄摩拉被淫乱的罪所充满的时候，被同性恋的罪所充满的时候，怎么样？就从天下降下硫磺，把这个城市全部烧毁。
So when God saw that Sodom and Gomorrah were filled with adultery, he rained the burning sulfur, what's it called, to destroy the city.
如果我们那个当趟那个大游行，如果我们每年改成五次、八次，一个月一次的时候，你看唐人街当趟那种就会恐怕被烧了，大家离远一点。
If we had the Pride Parade once a month, then downtown Toronto might suffer the same consequence.
所以我们要小心这些事情，婚姻是非常非常重要的。
We need to be careful because marriage is very, very important.
因为这涉及到我们人类能否延续下去。
It concerns whether or not we can perpetuate the human race.
Yeah. 它涉及到我给你翻译，涉及到人类能不能 go on 的事情。
Yes.
能不能 go on and on?
It's a question of whether the human race can carry on, can go on.
对 ，carry on. 不是 go on 的话，所以你知道了，所以每个人，所以希伯来书第十一章的第三节说
，So Hebrews 11:3 says，
婚姻是神所设立的
，Marriage was instituted by God，
人人都当尊重
，And everyone is to honor it，
床是不可污秽的。
The marital bed cannot be defiled.
什么叫床是不可污秽的？
What does that mean?
就是这里边那个外人，看到了，这里边那个外人。
That means that the foreigner or the stranger.
还有这个残忍的人。
Or the merciless.
不要让他出现。
Must not appear in your marriage.
所以我告诉你一件事情，当我们在这方面失败的时候。
So when we havefailed and fallen into sin of adultery.
不要去怪那个引诱试探我们的人。
We can't blame the person who tempted us.
是我们自己里边没有智慧。
It's that we ourselves don't have wisdom. The verse was Hebrews 13:4. Sorry.
13:4. 是因为我们自己里边没有智慧。
It's because we ourselves don't have wisdom.
是我们的眼睛不光明，没看清楚。
That our eyes are dull and have not seen.Clearly.
就好像我们走在路上一样。
It's like we're walking on the street.
路上有个石头。
And there's a rock.
我们脚一下踢在石头上了。
And we trip over it.
我们脚趾头就断了。
No, we don't trip over it. We hit our foot against it and break our toe.
我问你一件事情，这个事情发生是怪我还是怪那个石头？
Is the rock at fault here or is it my fault?
是怪石头吗，君林？不怪石头啊，石头在那里待了好几天了都。
It's not the rock's fault. It's been sitting there for so many days already.
是我自己没看见。
It's that I didn't see it.
是我自己粗心。
I wasn't paying attention.
所以这是我的问题。
It's my problem. My fault.
既然我们明白这是我们的问题。
So if we've understood that it's a problem with us.
我们就知道这个爸爸并没有责备那个。那个叫妓女呀、啊。
We understand why the father has not rebuked this adulterous woman.
而是他在教训他的儿子。
But rather he's teaching his own son.
你要有智慧，要认清楚，认清楚这样的人。
You have to have wisdom to recognize this person.
所以我们今天做同样的事情。
Today we have to do the same thing.
我们如果花时间去责备那些不好的人。
If we spend all our time rebuking the bad people.
我们不如擦亮我们的眼睛。
We should rather wipe our eyes. We should rather like.
使我们的眼睛更亮。看得更清楚。
Open our eyes to see more clearly.
对。对不对？ 婚姻非常重要。
Marriage is very important.
因为婚姻是一生一世的事情。
Because it's a lifelong commitment.
我们看到刚才这个人。
We saw this person from before.
哎呀，他把自己结了婚之后就把自己交给一个残忍的人。
After he gets married, he's committed himself to a merciless person.
在羞耻当中被人家折磨。折磨 torture.
He's being tortured and he's living in shame.
Suffer.
He's suffering.
你看到了，得到什么时候呢？到死的时候。
And this lasts until he dies.
已经不行了，马上就要死了。
He's going to die.
不死的时候连平安都没有，还要在那里怎么样叹气？哈、哦，我怎么这么傻呢
？Even when he's about to die, he's still not at peace, but he's groaning and thinking, "Oh, I was so foolish."
你婚姻，你的配偶不是一个朋友。
Your partner in marriage is not a friend.
你喜欢就和他在一起，不喜欢就离开。
It's not a friend that you can just be with when you like them and leave when you don't like them.
婚姻是
marriage.
无论你喜欢还是不喜欢，你晚上闭眼睛之前看的都是他，早晨起来睁开眼睛看的都是他。
Marriage is when you have someone who is the last person you see before you go to sleep and the first person you see when you wake up, whether you like them or not.
不管你喜欢不喜欢。
Whether you like them or not.
对不对？如果你有一个狗
，If you have a dog，
叫什么宠物？你的宠物是狗。
A pet。
如果你说明儿早上起来我就不想见它
，And you decide tomorrow morning I don't want to see my pet。
你完全可以今天晚上把它放到门外，把门关上。
Well tonight you can leave them outside your house。
你保证看不见它，第二早晨。
And the next morning you won't be able to see them。
但是你丈夫不行。
But it's different when you have a husband。
妻子也不行。
Or a wife。
你不能说哎呀，我明天想个有个好心情，不想见你，你给你关门外吧。
You can't say, "Oh, I want to be in a good mood tomorrow, so I'm gonna leave you outside tonight."
你不可以。
You can't do that.
你说可以啊。
Well, you might say, "Yeah, I can."
他不走，我走。
If my husband or wife doesn't leave, I'll leave.
我去睡客厅。
I'll go sleep on the couch.
我告诉你，你睡一个星期之后。
After a week of sleeping on the couch.
这个陌生人就会出现。
Some stranger or foreigner will appear.
这个外人就会出现。
They will appear.
你要清楚。
You need to understand this.
当然，你不这么做，那外人也会出现。
Even if you don't sleep on the couch, this other person's going to appear.
所以婚姻，你要睁大眼睛。
So when it comes to marriage, you need to open your eyes wide.
我不是在说你结了婚之后睁大眼睛哈。我是说你结婚前就要睁大眼睛。
That doesn't mean you should open your eyes after marriage. It's before marriage that you need to open your eyes.
因为你结了婚之后，你再睁大眼睛，你就更 suffer.
Because if it's only after you get married that you open your eyes, it's going to be even more painful for you.
因为你结了婚之后，你要去爱他，而不是睁大眼睛找他毛病。
Because after you get married, you need to love this person and not, you know,observe them more carefully to pick out their problems.
那么这里边呢，特别特别讲的是男生哈，男生。
This is especially pertinent to young men.
你们要特别特别小心。
You need to be especially careful.
因为今天教会是非常悲哀的一件事情。
悲哀。
悲哀就是 sad.
Because the church is in a very pitiful state.
你看我们教会不得不把这个。这个希望寄托在这么大的孩子上，以及像小弟这么大的孩子上，把希望放在这么小的男孩子身上。
Today we have to put our hope on like 4-year-old boys.
你知道为什么吗
？Because
在2012年 ，Paul Washer 来的时候他就讲过。
In 2012, when Brother Paul Washer came, he talked about this.
当我们去读以赛亚书的时候
，When we read Isaiah，
当我们去读。耶利米书的时候
or Jeremiah,
当神开始审判以色列人的时候
when God is beginning to judge the nation of Israel,
他做了几件事情
he did certain things.
审判以色列人第一件事做的是什么
the first thing he did,
把粮食拿走
was take away their food.
地里边不产粮了
the lands no longer produced food.
第二个审判是什么
the second thing was,
我们也叫咒诅
It was curse.
把水拿走了。
There was no longer any water.
没有水了。 第三个呢？
The third one，
把男人拿走。
He took away the men。
并不是说那些男人一夜之间都死光了。
It doesn't mean that like in one night all the men died。
而是让通国的男人都不像男人了。
But the men were no longer men。
所以今天你看到了，就是咒诅的时代，男人都拼命的享受女人。
Today it's the same thing. We see men trying to be women。
所以男孩子 be a man。
So boys be men。
因为今天男生本来就少。
Because today already there's a shortage.
我说是真男的，真的男的。
Real men.
真的男的是认识真理，能够秉持真理，按照真理来建立家庭的人。
A real man is one who knows the truth and builds a family upon the truth.
然后生出敬虔的后代。
And who produces godly offspring.
这才是男人。
That's a man.
所以女孩子。你没有睁大眼，你要找真正的男人。
You need to open your eyes to find a real man.
千万别找那些一半一半的。
Don't find people who are kind of in the middle. don't find people who are not manly.
那样的男人不能带领你进入家庭。
Because men like that can't build a family.
我听说有一个明星。
I heard of a celebrity，
就是在一半一半的那个，他晚上拿手机给自己照个相，然后放网上之后，然后说什么呢？50块钱一张。
Who sells his selfies for
谁？谁想要这张相片？50块钱，你知道他一天晚上他得了多少钱吗
？In one night，
他一天晚上得了350万。
He'll get 350万
3.5 million
$3.5 million for his photos.
所以你其中的这350万是多少个相片啊？除以五十，应该是70万对吧？也就是70万个女的，这里边咱不说一个女的下来五张的哈，就下来一张的，就70万个。
There's one woman who download every woman downloads one photo. That means there are 700,000 of them.
所以如果你要是嫁给这样的男孩子的话，就这样的所谓的男孩子的话
，If you marry a boy like that，
你就有潜在的70万个外人。
Then you're faced with 7,000 of these strangers.
70万 700,000
700,000
你要不要嫁给他？
Are you going to marry someone like that?
所以不要做傻事情 ，OK?
Don't do foolish things.
婚姻是神所祝福的。
Marriage is something blessed by God.
我今天跟 Kevin 还在讲。
We were talking about this today.
当你结了婚之后。
After you get married.
他是高是矮
whether this person is tall or short
will not bother you.
It won't affect you.
他不会你哎呀每天像那个人、哎、后悔我怎么没找个个高的，你不会的。
You won't be regretting things like, oh, I married someone who's too
tall. 他是胖是瘦，他不会令你痛不欲生的。
Whether they're fat or skinny, it won't
make you suffer to die.
It won't make you want to die.
是 want to die.但是他是不是个真正意义上的男人？
But if this person is a true man，
他是不是真正意义上的女人？
If they're really a woman，
这才是真正让你痛苦的。
That's something that would cause you real suffering。
甚至于我告诉你说，结了婚之后，她漂亮不漂亮，她都不会影响你。
After you get married, you won't even be affected by whether or not this person is good looking anymore.
因为每个进入婚姻的人都知道，随着年龄不断的增长的时候呢，没有人永远像18岁那么漂亮的。
Because nobody will always be as beautiful as they were when they were 18.
所以孩子们。
So children.
婚姻对于你们来说是一个关乎你一生的幸福的一件事情。
Marriage concerns your entire life、
mm-hmm.
and whether you will live it in happiness、
mm-hmm. 你必须回到真理当中来建立你的家庭。
So you must build your family and your marriage in truth，
不要凭自己的感觉。
And not go with your feelings。
叫什么怎么说来的、不会说，反正怎么说要忘记了。不过啊，你要用智慧。
You need to be wise.
要真理。
And know the truth.
你才能够真正的看清楚。
In order to see clearly.
真理和智慧是可靠的。
Truth and wisdom are reliable.
你的感觉是不可靠的。
Your feelings are not.
相信我，你不要相信你的感觉，你的感觉一定是不对的。
Don't believe, don't trust in your feelings because they're definitely wrong.
因为我们的感觉是被我们的情欲所玷污的。Lust, 是不是？是不是 lust? 告诉过你。
Because our feelings are tainted by our lust.
所以年轻人不要相信你自己。
Young people, don't trust in yourselves.
所以我们讲说爱不是一种感觉。
Love is not a feeling.
爱不是一种感觉。喜欢可以是一种感觉。
If you like someone, that can be a feeling.
所以我小的时候我就特别喜欢这个颜色。
When I was young, I really liked this color.
我就一种感觉，我看了之后我就啊，很舒服。
The feeling was I saw this color and it made me feel happy.
但是现在我来看这个颜色，我就觉得很跟 Daniel 的年纪很配合。
But now when I look at the color, it seems it's childish for me.
但是爱不一样，爱不是感觉。
Love is different. It's not feeling.
爱不是一种感觉。
Not a kind of feeling.
爱是一种对这种品质的一种认同。
品质的。
就是它是它的 nature.
When you love something, someone, it has to do with the nature of the object of your love.
是的。所以爱是与它的品质有关系的。
As
我们为什么爱神？
Why do we love God?
因为人神是配得爱的，他的一切的美善的性情是配得我们爱的。
Because he is
all his
worthy of our love, and all his attributes are worthy of our love.
所以年轻人
，young people，
你们很小心。
You need to be very careful.
要记住，有些时候讲这些话的时候，你们可能讲这些话的时候呢。说粽子啊，你要听我说。
When we say like, oh, my son, listen to me.
然后这里边又有责备。
And then there's rebuke later.
又有训诲。
And
不喜欢听。
Proof, and you don't like to listen to it.
但是这是与你们有益处的。
But this is good for you.
免得你们后悔。
So that you won't regret, have regrets later on.
所以我们今天这段经文讲的时候，你要爱惜你的婚姻生活。
So today's theme is you need to love your 什么什么
婚姻生活 marriage.
Love your marriage.
爱惜呀、啊，外国人呢只有 love 就是爱，惜呢还有珍惜 ，take it as precious.
Love and hold precious your marriage. Value your marriage.
如果你非常的爱惜这个鼠标的话
，If you really love this mouse,
你每天会擦它。
Every day you will clean it.
有点灰啊什么的 dust， 你要把它擦掉了。
And you wipe off any dust that you find.
我们婚姻也一样。
Same thing goes for marriage.
如果我们真正爱惜婚姻的话
，If we truly love our marriage，
即便我们没有迈入婚姻的时候，我们已经开始预备婚姻了。
Even before we enter into marriage, we are preparing for marriage.
所以这是非常重要的一件事。
So it's a very important thing.
所以我们才有 Rebecca 团契。
And that's why we have our Rebecca.
就是要预备你们进入婚姻。
To prepare us to enter into marriage.
成为一个真正的妻子。
To be a godly wife,
成为一个真正的敬虔的母亲。
A godly mother.
我们一直在想要有一个以撒团契。
We're trying to get an Isaac fellowship.
但是我们人数一直不太够。
We don't have enough people.
所以求神帮助我们哈。
So we ask God to help us.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。